Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. This morning, we're joined in the studio by Miss Yvette Cantrell from Bridge Builders. Miss Cantrell, welcome.
How are you? It's so good to be back with you again.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us because you always share such great information. And this year, you all are here to talk about a Bridge Builders event that's coming up on Saturday, July 29th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Atlanta Technical College. And this is a community health forum, but it's specifically around eyes, ears, nose, and throat health. And those are things that we usually take for granted. So share with our listeners why you decided to focus on eyes, ears, nose, and throat health.
Well, this is the, we're getting over into the end of the series that we've been doing for the last 7 or 8 years. And we are seeing more and more that the things that hinder our quality of life are associated with things that we can take care of a little bit differently and make sure that we're not neglecting it. So we're finding that there are so many of the chronic diseases that can have a negative effect specifically on the eyes and ears. And age changes how we need to care for our eyes and ears. So we thought, okay, since no one normally tells us how to clean out our ears after we're about 3 years old, and once we get the right prescription for our glasses or our contacts, we don't usually make an effort once a year to let the doctors check them for disease or something that may be going a kilter. This time, we want to make sure that we learn at the end of this day, we're going to have 2 to 3 things that we will do differently in paying attention to our eyes and our ears, specifically our nose and throat for the allergies and the other things that we were talking about last year that are pollutants for our breathing system. And then we will make sure that we incorporate that with what we've been advised to do for our chronic illnesses. We have proof now from our studies of our chronic diseases. There are about 17 in all that are counted as chronic diseases. In other words, you have a crisis event with it, and then the doctor helps you level it out so you know what your routine needs to be to maintain your quality of health. Well, many of those affect your sight, they affect your swallowing, they affect your hearing. So we need to know when those things are being affected. So if you have a ringing in your ear, and you just think, well, maybe I didn't really hear that. No, you need to go get it checked. When you wake up in the morning and things are blurrier for you than normal when you get up first thing in the morning, or your eyes begin to hurt after you've been on the PC or looking at a lot of TV, then that's your sign that you need to get it checked and you need help on how to prevent eye strain or whether or not the prescription needs to be changed.
I think it's amazing, and as I mentioned earlier, when I wore glasses, I knew to get my eyes checked every year, but when I had the LASIK surgery, it just never crossed my mind that I needed to get my eyes checked still every year. And you mentioned chronic disease. We know that hypertension can impact sight, diabetes can impact taste. So how do we continue to get this word out that it's important to take care of our eyes, ears, nose, and throat as we age?
I think the main thing we need to look at is how it affects our pocketbooks. You know, we are very driven by how much extra money we have at the end of the paycheck. So you don't want to make yourself be tied to a high medical bill that can be prevented. So one of the things that I always say is hold on to what you've got. Make sure that you keep yourself as well as you can for as long as you can. And yes, that does mean going to get your eyes checked, because there's so many things that the doctor can tell you about your body from what he's looking at when he tells you about the health of your eyes. And I had an ophthalmologist who did an excellent job of that with me, and I had no idea that there were other issues that needed to be addressed. But it all goes together: how you manage your blood pressure, how well your heart is functioning, how well your gastro system is digesting your food, all of that. If any of it is a little out of whack, then it can affect other things. So we're not just trying to prevent blindness when you go for that once a year checkup. We're also looking at other things that may be affecting your sight that need to be checked and put in alignment.
And one of the things you mentioned, it's easier to get those challenges fixed if you go to your healthcare provider when you first notice a change with vision or with hearing, because there are occasionally little tweaks that you can make in your lifestyle, in your diet, that will address that issue before you might have to go and get glasses or get a hearing aid.
Exactly. And the other thing that I ask people to do is look at the family members around you and what is common in your genetic strain. Then you know how to go before it becomes an issue for you. And the doctors can give you recommendations that will delay it or that will cause it never to show up at all. That improves your quality of life. It means that you can live at home independently for longer. Now, if you have dysfunction with your sight and your walking is affected, the doctors call it your gait imbalance. If you have problems with your eyes so that you don't see in your peripheral vision, you kind of take shorter steps, which can cause you to have a fall accident or a frequency of falling, which now is almost at the top of the list for ending up causing people to be so frail that they can't live alone. And those are things that we've worked hard to do. We want to be independent. We want to live by ourselves in our own little space for as long as we can. We don't want to have someone we don't know interrupting our lifestyle, and we don't want to have to call our adult children. So these are the things that affect the quality of life, and that's the reason one little wellness visit that's normally covered by your insurance a year can help you know all these things. And hearing has a similar effect as the loss of sight, because your sense of direction is harmed, as well as your sense of movement, as your balance is off with problems with the ears. So let's learn about it now. If we have to do it once a month at the family dinner, have somebody speak on it at the next family reunion. Get somebody in your wellness ministry at your place of worship or your place of work to bring in these things so that information is there. It's very easily accessible, and there are lots of people who are willing to help all of the community be whole, and that's what we want to do. Then we can make our decisions with a sound mind that people will recognize as a sound mind, and we can openly, actively be involved with our families, our workplace, and our community as long as we want. Let's make that choice for ourselves.
Yvette, you touched on something that's very important and that's available to all of us that we sometimes forget, and that's the genetics or the history, health history in your family. And if you could find out, you know, what did grandma die from, or what was a challenge that aunt so-and-so had, then you know to look for those things as you age so that you can avoid those pitfalls. But so often in our culture, we keep those challenges a secret. You know, no one wants to know, or no one wants to share that, you know, I've got a gastro challenge. Mm-hmm. How can we get our families to come together and share that health information that's so important for the next generation coming up?
Well, that's the reason that we do things like a community health forum, because then the information is going out and it's not pointed to anyone directly in the room. So everybody who's there will come away with a package that will address all the issues we've just talked about, and they'll be able to share that with other members of their family, not to point fingers at them, but to say, we just learned this, so if we eat carrots, it does help your eyes. If we sleep, we will have better eyesight. If we clean our ears out once a month, we will hear better. But that's not to criticize anybody's well-being or how they handle their personal care regime. It's just a matter of knowing. I didn't think that there would be a change in my ears just because I became a certain age. And I'm not going to tell my age, but after you pass 50, you have a little bit more wax than you did before. So those are the things that we need to learn. Okay, so what do you do with it and why do you have it? Is something wrong? Is there a difference in my personal hygiene that I need to take care of? Or do I just need to say, okay, this is just a part of aging? And then all of a sudden, I can't hear what people are saying to me, and I don't know why.
Well, I'm going to say just one more time, this is Bridge Builders, and they are doing a community health forum on caregiving and aging successfully. And this year, the focus is on eyes, ears, nose, and throat. So for our listeners, if they want more information, how can they get more information, and how can they make sure that they are registered to attend?
You can register by going to eventbrite.com. That's www.eventbrite.com. And just put in Bridge Builders, and it will come up as a health event. Or you can call the Office of Bridge Builders at 404-765-4300, and anyone there will help you. If you get the remote call service, just tell them what you want, and someone will contact you within the 24 hours to get your information for Eventbrite. But by all means, look at our webpage, bridgebuildersinc.com. Learn about us, and please come. There's complimentary parking, a complimentary lunch, and I do want you all to have the experience of going through the dementia tour, where you are in a virtual situation of knowing what it feels like to have dementia and not being able to explain it. As a caregiver, and possibly as one who may have dementia, it's important to know what those deficits are, and that's what the afternoon will be spent doing.
Well, if we could all age as beautifully as Yvette Cantrell, we will be lucky. So bridgebuildersinc.com, eventbrite.com, search Bridge Builders to register. Yvette Cantrell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see a lot of families there on that Saturday. We have a good time, and we learn a lot, and there's not a test, so you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you so much.